Christine Family and Health Center in Hammond. For more information, call 312-232-9991 or go to the Indiana Black Caucus Facebook page. Friendship Botanic Gardens will be hosting the Lyric Opera of Chicago to preview their 2019-2020 season. The event is from 3 to 6 p.m. Sunday, August 25th. There is a cost for the event. All proceeds contribute to the continued restoration and maintenance of Friendship Botanic Gardens, which is located in Michigan City. For more information, call 219-878-9885 or visit friendshipgardens.org. For more community calendars, go to lakeshorepublicradio.org and click on Community Calendar.
You're listening to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. Listener-supported public radio in Northwest Indiana. WLPR FM, Lowell.
Go! There's nothing like a good snappin' hot dog. Travel with Let's Eat to Lowe as we visit with Dickie's Dogs. We'll be sitting down with the big dog, Nick, owner and operator, and his manager, Billy, from Dickie's Dogs. Listen in as we eat the tastiest hot dog in Lake County. Dickie's Dogs also offers an array of sandwiches, wraps, ice cream, and of course, my favorite, the hot dog. Call in and ask about their new restaurant or food truck, 769-9577, and win a gift card from Dickie's Dogs of Lowe and Chef Nick's Eatery from Winfield. Tune in to Let's Eat with Sharon Jackson and me, Chef Nick, live from our Maryville studios this Friday at 3 o'clock as we eat hot dogs with Dickie's Dogs on WLPR, Lakeshore Public Radio. Call in and join the fun. Ciao.
Or some cancer treatment.
Support for Let's Eat comes from Bombs Natural Foods. More than just supplements, Bombs offers massages, ion cleanses, a juice bar, and an educated staff for all of your questions. Bombs Natural Foods, with locations in Maryville, Highland, and BombsNaturalFoods.com. Program consideration comes from Lithographic Communications. Lithographic Communications, located in Munster, has been providing both printing and mailing services locally since 1988. More information is available at 219-924-9779. NIPSCO supports Lakeshore Public Radio because a little information can be a huge help. Sign up for NIPSCO alerts to receive updates on your account, including power outage status updates via text, email, or phone. Learn more at nipsco.com/alerts.
It's Friday, and it's time for Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM.
Oh, good afternoon, Lakeshore Public listeners. Good afternoon, Sharon.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good afternoon. I'm good. How are you?
Oh, yeah. I'm doing good. Got done with the lunch rush. I'm all kind of hyped up. Got some guys here that have one of my favorite foods around, and that's hot dogs.
Ooh.
And
you called the right people.
I did call the right people. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, the weather's getting nice out there today.
Yes.
I just smell a little bit of the fall in the breeze. For
already?
Some yeah, I do. I kind of smell a little bit of the cool air within the warm air. I can't wait. You know, if you work in the kitchen.
Well, that's, of course. Yeah, that's where you're coming from.
Your fondest memories usually are not of 4th of July or Memorial Day or any kind of heat. Your fondest memories is when the kitchen's cool and it's around Thanksgiving or it's around Christmas.
4th of July is always a scorcher anyway.
Oh, gosh. I'm ready for the heat to go away. I know. Hey, I'm sorry, people out there. I know you probably still have your pools open and you still want to jump in them.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm ready for the heat to go away.
Yeah, you're a winter guy, aren't you?
I'm a winter guy.
You're a winter guy. I know like one other person like you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just love going outside when it's like really blowing, the wind's blowing, and it's just nasty, and I face my face over north to Lake Michigan, and just let that breeze hit me in the face.
Yeah, you know, I love it when the sun is still hot and the air is cool.
Yeah.
There's not many days like that, but I love those days. And yesterday was a day like that.
It was beautiful. So yeah, are the roads hot out there? Or?
Well, let me take a look here.
Give the people, you know, out there what's going on.
Well, there is.
Because we're going to take an air balloon to Dickie's Dogs.
It's not as bad as
over everybody.
That's the way to go.
I'm telling you.
That's the way to go. There is a short stretch of delay on the eastbound side of 8094 from I-65 all the way to the Indiana Toll Road I-94 interchange. And it's a little bit busier on the westbound side, but not as bad as going east. Westbound side, though, there's a little bit of a slowdown, too, from I-65 over to around Burr. And then, you know, you have your typical delays on southbound Indianapolis Boulevard and various places always along US 30, especially on 30 eastbound between State Road 55 to, like, Colorado Street, which is just east of I-65.
Why? Every Friday we're here, you know, it's pretty much
always everybody's out and about on Fridays. They got places to go. They're getting off work early.
I know. I still got, well, me and the guys here probably still got a night ahead of us. Well, they got game night tonight, though.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah, it's tonight is our first ever for the season. What is this, the 11th year?
Yeah, 11 years.
Wow.
I mean, you don't get that anywhere. It's great that the people around this Northwest Indiana get to hear about all the sports that are going on, all the football games that are going on. They get live.
There is no show like it.
Yeah, they get live calls from the guys that are out there watching the games, telling them, giving them updates, play-by-play.
No show like it anywhere.
And then at night, they have Friday Night Football on Channel 56, 56.1. Mm-hmm. I don't have cable. That's only why I know the station's 56.1.
Right, right.
And it's a great show.
The analysis,
Tommy, they do a great job.
Oh, yeah.
Real good
love
job.
Love those guys.
Anything
those
else
guys
going out there in the land? I know I was talking to Tom Lounges, and he's saying that at the Bulldog Park tomorrow they got some bands going on.
Oh,
and he's so there's a lot going on in Northwest Indiana.
Oh yeah, well
people have to get out to Crown
season.
Point and see that new Bulldog Park.
I got to get out and see that too.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. The yeah.
So you ready to go visit our friends from Dickie's Dog?
You know, I think we should head out.
You know what? Because the traffic's so bad.
Let's head out to the balloon.
Yeah. Oh man, I'm tired, but I can make a nice little walk out there to the balloon.
Just a little. It's worth it. Here, get in.
There you go.
I got it all ready to go.
You know, they're running out of helium, I heard, too. I was listening to 1A this morning, and they were telling us how they're running out of helium.
You serious?
Yes. I don't know if we're going to be able to do this anymore.
Jeez.
You know what? You see that down there? They're getting the football field ready and low for that big game tonight, Crown Point Low.
Really?
Yeah.
This is a big thing. This is a rivalry?
Rivalry. It's the first game of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And they look like they're painting it up. Even though it's artificial turf, I'm sure they're putting paint on it.
We're almost there. Here we go.
Good. You know, I'm getting used to those rides.
Yeah. You know, and you're not as jumpy as you were.
I wasn't. You know what,
trust my driving a little more.
A lot more. And you know what? I'm so happy that we're landed right in front of...
I think we need to teach you how to drive.
We're landed right in front of Dickie's Dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the owner, Nick, and his manager, Billy, in the studios. And they're going to talk all about their new establishment that just opened up in May. Before that, he had a food truck. My favorite food is probably a hot dog. I'm getting older. It's my favorite food, but it's one of those I can't have anymore as much as I used to.
Oh.
And we want you, the listeners, to call in, 769-9577, 769-9577. And Nick from Dickie's Dogs out of Lowe has brought in some gift cards. And I have gift cards from Chef Nick's Eatery I can give out, too. So it's a double bonus again.
Nice.
Double bonus on Friday.
A twofer on Friday.
Okay, let's start up. So we got Nick and Billy here in the studio from Dickie's Dogs. They made the trek out here from Lowe. They're busy, but they took some time out to come and visit us here on Let's Eat. And that sounds great. So without any further ado, Nick, how are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, Nick. How are you?
See, that's going to be a problem now. The Nick.
Yeah.
Oh, well, at least your voices are different.
Yeah, they
I'm
are.
I'm easily confused.
Nick. He's got the Italian voice, and I got the Greek voice.
Exactly. There you go. You got that going for you.
I know.
There you go.
So, Nick, why don't you give us your full name?
So, my name, like Nick said, I'm Nick Folletti, owner and managing partner of Dickie's Dogs in Lowell, Indiana.
Okay. Where are you from originally?
Born and raised Orland Park area. 3 years ago, 2016, my wife and I relocated our family to beautiful north part of Lowell.
Okay.
So we've been there a little over 3 years. It was 3 years back in April. And when we moved out here, we'd been in the restaurant industry all the way since, you know, high school, your first jobs, bussing tables and stuff. And we had been part of hot dog stands for a long time. And we said this is something that we wanted to bring to our community and our town. And we set a goal for ourselves 5 years, and we got very lucky. We were able to do it just a little over 3 years. It was 3 years and like 2.5 weeks to the day that we moved out there that we were able to open our establishment. So.
You got some kids?
I do. I have a 7-year-old little girl. So
yeah.
Yeah, keeps me going.
Keeps you going.
Yeah, and as she likes to say, I love her dearly, but...
What's her name?
Haley.
Haley. So Haley. I hope you're listening.
Yeah, you can actually ask Bill about it. She is the boss, and that is an understatement.
At 7 years old, huh?
Oh, when she's around that restaurant, she might be shy when certain people are in there, but when the doors are closed and it's Billy and myself and my beautiful wife, it's... Haley runs the show.
So, oh.
Yeah, we got to watch out for her.
So you've always worked in the restaurant industry.
Yeah, I did a short stint for Xerox, spent 3 years there. But right out of college, when I was playing college baseball, was working in the bar scene, bar back and bartending, you know, helping to pay the bills a little bit. And, you know, it was a family owned a hot dog stand on the south side of Chicago in the Orland Park area. And I was involved with that heavily. And my wife was... Gosh, from the time she was 15 years old, was a manager and a server over at Giordano's in Orland Park.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's kind of just been in our blood. You know, the fast pace, like, I mean, Nick, you know what it's like. The fast pace, high energy.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't. I got a hammock in the back. I just kind of swing back and forth during the rush.
Yeah, I mean, I never thought at my age I'd already be graying back, but, you know.
You're young.
It's one of those things.
How do you like living in low compared to Orland Park? Orland Park's more like the vibe of a Merrillville or something like that.
Yeah, it's. I love it because you're able to take a deep breath and slow down. It doesn't take you an hour and 20 minutes to get from one side of Orland to the other side because of traffic on LaGrange. You can get from one side of Lowell to the other side of Lowell by the time you sneeze, which is nice. You know, but we're close enough to everything. I love being – the city of Chicago, in my mind, is the greatest city in the world. So that we're still only a short hour drive from the city. I could be down there, unfortunately for you, for my Cubs games.
I like both teams. I just wear this hat because I cook.
Yeah,
and
it's black.
And it's black, and you don't want to wear a hat that you care about in the kitchen.
Yeah, my dark gray Cubs hat's always on my head or my Dickies hat. But you know, we love it. It's a small town. It's what I remember. I went to high school in New Lenox, Providence Catholic High School. Shout out to my Celtics green and white tonight. Best of luck to Coach Coggs and the team. But it was very small when I went to Providence, you know, small, close community, and that's how Lowell is.
Okay.
I mean, everyone in Lowell knows everybody. We love it. We're very close with our neighbors. You know, it's the way we wanted to raise our daughter.
It's a good way.
Yeah. I love where I came from. It's my roots and everything, but it was the greatest decision we ever made.
Where'd you play ball at, you said?
I played high school baseball and football at Providence Catholic in New Lenox, Illinois. And then I went on and was blessed to play under Wayne King over at Joliet Junior College.
That's cool.
Played my term there and won the national championship back in 2012.
So, wow.
Yeah.
And what was your position?
I was a pitcher.
Really? I tried to get my son to be a pitcher and everything. And now he's a diver and a golfer.
Hey, golf. Hey, if my dad played minor league ball for a year. So if my dad would have looked at me and said, the ticket to college is golf, I would have jumped all over because it's an amazing – I love golfing. And it's a great way to get your education paid for.
Folks, 769-9577, 769-9577. Please give us a call in and get a gift card to Dickie's Dogs out of Lowell. And who's with you here is Billy?
He's my right-hand man. Without this gentleman, I could tell you right now, our restaurant wouldn't be open today.
So, Billy, give me your full name and give me some background about yourself.
I'm Billy Vick. Lived in Lowell for 15 years before I met Nick, and I've cooked for 35 years. Started in high school, stopped for a while in the military, got out of the military. I've cooked all over the country.
Okay. And how did you guys meet?
Facebook, actually.
Facebook, yeah. Post on Facebook. It was about 2 weeks before we opened. Was trying to finalize my staff. And, Nick, you know how it goes. You think you got your opening day staff, and the doors open, and there's changes real quick. And about a week and a half before we opened, Bill messaged me and said, hey, not happy where I'm at. You want to talk? And we brought him in, and, you know, it was, you know, love at first sight, as they say.
So, awesome. Bill, you rather be called Billy?
It makes no difference. Okay. I answered
you know what? I'll do it in Greek. Vasily.
No,
I'm just kidding. But that's how you say your name in Greek.
I'd probably just keep walking if you call me that.
So, Billy, you've always worked in the food business?
Off and on. After I got out of the military, I grew up with a Southern mother back in Arkansas that gave us a deep love of cooking when I was growing up. Mm-hmm. So when I was in the military, I saw enough bad things. I wanted to just get out there and start doing something that was as far away from it as I could get.
Yeah.
And cooking was it.
Yeah. And you get to see the pleasure of people that like your food.
Yeah, there's no better feeling than watching people take a bite of your food and just close their eyes for a minute, you know, or that the best compliment in the world is when people walk up to you and go, you know, that tastes exactly like my grandmother used to make it, or my grandfather. Mm-hmm. No better feeling in the world.
Well, Nick, you're kind of a young guy. Why, you know, the food business is really a tough business. You probably could have geared into something. Why did you just say, you know what, I'm going with food?
It's kind of along the lines, and that's why Billy and I click so much, because it's that opportunity to give the customer something that makes them happy. Mm-hmm. You know, like Billy said, there's no better compliment than standing at the counter, smiling face. And, you know, the other day I had a gentleman come in and he looked at me. He's like, are you the owner? And he was.
Isn't that. At first, you're like, okay.
And he had that tone of voice. And, you know, like my one cook, you know, our young son, Noah, looks at me. You use that dad voice. I get scared. And he had that voice. And I was like, I am, sir. I got a complaint. I was like, uh-oh. And in my head, I'm like, here we go. Like, what happened? And he's like, I got to drive 35 minutes from my house to come and get the best hot dog I've ever had. And it's like. I looked at him and I was like, I'm speechless. I got no response for you, bud. And it's that feeling right there, you know, because it's
like a comedian getting a laugh.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's that, and it's the opportunity to serve the community and make them happy. And yeah, if you ask my wife, she would definitely tell me you should have stayed with Xerox. You should have stayed in corporate America. Because it was a less stressed job. Not saying that, you know, selling copiers is easy. It's not. It's a cutthroat business. But the freedom, you know.
Right.
People say, oh, you own a business. You could do what you want. No. I don't know who you're talking to that's ever owned a business. Yeah, because
because your boss is the customer.
Exactly.
And the government.
And the minute a customer calls, there was one weekend, we got our trailer, and there was one weekend that it was just like the perfect storm. We had a graduation party in the morning, early in the afternoon. We had a wedding at night, so it was already a busy day, so the trailer was leaving. I think Billy rolled out at about 10:45, hit the first party down in Lake Village, swung by the restaurant. We flipped over the trailer and got it out to Bourbonnais for a wedding, and then about a week and a half before that day, it was back in August, we had two other people that called that wanted a party.
Oh, wow.
You know, and it's one of those things where it's like a crazy day turns into a psychotic day, and it's like, this is what we live for. These are the days, like, you know, him and I were talking during Lake County Fair and how busy we were. And I texted him. I was like, I wouldn't want it any other way.
Right.
I get bored. You know, we have, you know, right now we're starting to dip into that lull a little bit right before, you know, you start picking up when the beautiful weather turns for Nick's favorite time of year. And it's boring to us. Him and I sit back, you know.
Because you've always been geared to go.
Yeah.
In the food industry, it's like go, go, go. There's always something to do. And when it slows down.
I think why I've always wanted to stay in it is because I have ADD. So that chaos that comes with cooking and the rushes and everything, it's perfect.
And when you get the last ticket out, isn't it even the best?
Oh, it's so nice to just breathe.
Yeah.
I had that this afternoon at lunch.
Yeah.
It's folks, like the gratifying feeling you get after a workout.
Yeah, it's sort of like that.
While you're doing
I don't know that feeling.
Me neither.
769-9577. 769-9577. Give us a call. Ask Nick and Billy your favorite hot dog question and get a gift card to Dickie's Dogs out of Lowe.
So based on what you've said, you guys cater then. You take the trailer and you go out and you do parties?
Yep. So we have a couple.
Did that come first? Did the trailer? Is it a trailer or a food truck?
It right now it's a trailer. Okay. So it's an 18-foot concession trailer, and they came in tandem.
Okay.
So originally, to be honest, we sat back and we were thinking, and we didn't want to bite off more than we can chew at first, you know, because opening a restaurant that first, you know, 30 to 45 days, it's chaos. It's not only the customers, but you can practice. We had 4 or 5 days of dry runs cooking in the kitchen where, you know, we had a cooler full and we were doing normal inventory every week because I wanted to make sure we were the customers. My wife was in there. We had some family and friends come in from the area and we served them. And you can test as much as you want. And then the minute those doors open and you got to line out the door and there's not a place to stand in the place, luckily, I wasn't able to take a step back and kind of take that in. My wife did because I was in the kitchen with Bill, you know, bumping shoulders all day. But we didn't want to do the catering, but we got some phone calls for the Cedar Lake Fest. We were out at the amazing Cedar Lake Fest over 4th of July. and we were down at Dyer Fest, and we were at Lake County Fair. And when those started to book up about a month before the restaurant opened, because, you know, with my wife owning a marketing agency, we got our name out there as early as we could. Mm-hmm. And it was rolling. So we kind of sat back and looked and said, well, we need to reshuffle some things because we need some sort of mobile thing. Tent looks cool. You know, yeah, you can put up a red tent with a nice branded tablecloth, but nothing speaks volumes. I don't know how many times people have seen that trailer just rolling down the street and we get phone calls. How do I get that to my house? You know, how do I get that out? Because it just, we had it professionally wrapped and it pops. It really does.
Right. I've seen it online. It looks really nice.
Yeah.
So there's a big business out there for the trailer, like for graduation party. What's the wildest thing you did out of the trailer so far? I know you're just starting in May. I heard you say it, which I would never think. Was a wedding. You said,
yeah.
Yeah, we sure did. Me and Nick's wife.
That's a good idea. A great idea.
It was a beautiful couple. They had it on their property down in Bourbonnais.
That's a travel too.
Yeah.
So you guys go out. You guys travel. We'll go. Out. Okay.
Yeah, actually, in a couple months, we're actually working out the finalizing the details, but we're going to be working a golf outing up in the Woodridge area.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, I have a lot of friends and family still up there. And one of the teams that my best friend's the general manager of, and, you know, part of that group, they're throwing a huge fundraiser. So we'll be out there doing that. And the wedding was, again, it's going back to the reason we're in the restaurant industry, seeing that satisfaction. And for the bride and groom to come up to us that night, and, you know, I'm recently married. We got married last May. Mm-hmm. So I understand that feeling. And for the bride to come up with tears in her eyes and give us a huge hug and say, you made my day. That's you nice. Made my wedding something people remember. Because let's be honest, what do people remember about a wedding? The food mm-hmm. and the music.
Right.
You hit those two things out of the park. So when we got that phone call, I looked at him and I was like, Are we ready for this, Bill? Do you think we can handle this? And we both looked at each other in the eye, and the number one comment you'll hear between him and I is, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, okay? You always figure it out.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's. I've been to a lot of weddings in the 20 years I've lived up here, and everyone I've been to, it's always the same food, the same relatively bland chicken, the bland roast beef.
It's called
and
CBS.
All that. So when people
chicken, call beef, and sausage.
Yeah.
Yeah. When people come in, they want something unique. I mean, it's perfect because everybody's used to that
right
stuff.
So was this plated? Did you actually plate
no,
it? They
no.
did everything
so,
as
yeah.
disposables.
Yeah, so we do have a full catering menu that has your traditional catering pans where we can do buffets or, mm-hmm. you know, in the event of doing something plated, if we have the kitchen area, you know, we can accommodate that. But it was a smaller wedding. They said they wanted it very family-oriented and not the traditional, you know, $70,000 wedding nowadays, mm-hmm. which is crazy. But it was their guest came up and placed their order with my wife sitting at the front window.
So, really? That's yeah. That's different.
That's nice.
That's cool.
Yeah, it just
What's
came
the
up.
Farthest you've ever gone in that trailer? What's the farthest you would go?
Bourbonnais is the farthest we have gone. And to be honest, I don't think there is really a parameter we would put on it. If my insurance agent is listening, 100 miles.
Right. Yeah, right, exactly.
But no, it's one of those things where, you know, if you want it, we had a phone call, family called that they're big Notre Dame fans and they do their tailgate every weekend. And I'm a diehard Notre Dame fan. They're like, we'd love for you to bring the trailer out and tailgate with us.
Wow.
Done. Let's go. When are we going? What game are we going
that's
to?
That's almost fun.
Yeah. And that's the thing because you can go out there and, you know, that's one thing we pride ourselves on is we want to make sure that we are not only giving them a great experience from a food standpoint, but how many times you know, roll into some of these national chains and they got the younger kids there and they're grumpy, they're crabby.
Oh, yeah, they're terrible.
That is one of our biggest pet peeves is I don't know how many times I hear him get on one of my front of the house, smile, be happy.
Yeah.
We've removed people from our business because everyone's got problems. We all do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
we all
yeah.
got problems, but we want when you walk in that door, be happy. This should be your release too.
Right.
We want work to be fun. And trust me, we have
And it
our
should be and
share.
He's from the South.
Well,
so
we're trying to let
friendly.
People know too. Oh, customer yeah. service is not dead.
Right.
It just is in a lot of fast food restaurants.
It's dead in a lot of like corporate
yes.
set not restaurants. You can tell the difference when you go to a place that is like they just don't care.
Yeah.
You know, they're just there for their hourly thing and that's it. Folks, 769-9577, 769-9577, give us a call and get a gift card from Dickie's Dogs out of Lowe. Okay, let's get back into your brick-and-mortar shop.
Yep.
And that was what you initially went for, right? And then you expanded to the trailer.
Correct. Yeah, that was our thing. We wanted to build, you know, kind of like the Field of Dreams. If you build it, they will come. We wanted to get that following. And our plan was next year to bring on the trailer, bring on the big catering thing, and, you know, getting enough phone calls. And, yeah, a lot of people say, you know, you're a hot dog stand. I am. You know, but
we got a little bit more than that.
We are. It's not, you're not just going to walk in like the old Maxwell Streets where you got, you know, few items. I mean, it's a very extensive menu, from hot dogs to beef sandwiches to Polishes to burgers to wraps to salads
to ice cream.
Ice cream, yeah. I mean, Hershey's ice cream. Wow.
So
people love it.
What kind of atmosphere would people expect when they walked into the place?
Family friendly.
Okay. What are the decor? What's the colors like?
So it's. I hope my wife isn't listening, because she hammered.
I hope she is listening.
She's listening, I guarantee you.
What'd she say? It was rustic, industrial rustic.
Is that what
theme we went with? Okay. So it's, you know, your reds, your blacks, like the, you know, the pipe and stuff and that kind of stuff. We have the reclaimed wood tile counter, you know, just that very warm, welcoming, you know, southern feeling, you know, when you
try
walk
to,
in.
How many seats you offer?
There is about 30 seats inside, and then we have three tables on our front patio.
Okay, so you don't have any kind of like a banquet hall or any kind of nothing like that yet?
Nope,
any bands or anything, or a patio?
We have a small deck. That's part of the expansion plan. There is some room right around us with the way buildings are positioned for us to expand to that. So that's a plan down the road, you know, trying to continue to get our feet wet.
Mm-hmm. You are listening to Let's Eat with Chef Nick. Thanks for listening. Give Chef Nick a call at 219-769-9577 to take part in the conversation or ask a question, and you could win a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery in Winfield, or you could win a prize from one of his guests. 219-769-9577. That'll get you right to Chef Nick at Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM.
Thanks for joining us here on Let's Eat with Sharon Jackson and me, Chef Nick. We're on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio, WLPR, and we want you to call in 769-9577 and ask a question to Nick or Billy about hot dogs or anything else they offered, or that trailer they take around and do catering, and get a gift card from Dickie's Dogs out of Lowe and one out of Chef Nick's Eatery out of Winfield. Now, you guys are due to carry out.
Yep.
Okay. And you got dine-in.
Yep.
Now, do you guys deliver?
We do.
So
yeah, we actually have
not the DoorDash kind of thing. You guys actually
have drivers on staff. We have a crew every shift in the front of the house. We always designate one as our driver, and we actually have a pretty big delivery area. So we go from our restaurant, we'll go all the way down to Belshaw, which is just south of the main town. You guys probably saw it during your hot air balloon ride in.
Yes, we did. I saw the sign.
Yep, we'll go all the way up to 153rd. Okay. And then we'll go from state line all the way to 65. You know, so we want to make sure.
That's a pretty big area.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot bigger. It's one of the things that we saw when, you know, you announce it. You know, Facebook is a great thing nowadays, but it, you know, it could be detrimental. But
it's
one
both,
of the,
yeah.
Yeah, one of the biggest pieces of feedback we got is, you know, I live off a 9 mile, you know, which is one of the roads we hit. And, you know, I'm far north. No one delivers to me. Will you deliver to me? Yes, we will.
Oh, nice.
You know, okay. We want to make sure that we, you know, we can cover that area. And we, to be honest, we would actually go out further. The issue is of fries. Fries do not travel well.
Yeah, I know. You always hear people call back, my fries are soggy. Well,
yeah.
Kind of like what happens once you cover them up, wouldn't you say, Bill?
Oh, yes, sir.
And I found that you can't reheat them or anything, really.
No, if you're going to reheat them, you got to throw them in the oven. That's the way to do it, and they don't be they're not soggy anymore. You know?
And most people bringing food in, they don't want to take that time anyway. So
yeah exactly.
Right.
So Billy, what's your number one seller? You think?
Oh, definitely our hot dogs.
The hot dogs are the number one seller.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's your namesake, right? Why'd you call it Dickie's Dogs instead of Nicky's Dogs?
I know
the DD. Maybe that was it.
So being sports minded, everything in my life revolves around sports. And we thought of a bunch of stuff, double play dogs and Lefty's Doghouse and all this other stuff. And my brother-in-law actually joking around one night, you know, started calling me Dickie. Out of nowhere, you know, just literally one night.
What were you guys drinking?
That's not for the airwaves. but just kind of stuck with me and, you know, my future – sister-in-law, his girlfriend, started it and always joked around, when we have kids, you're Uncle Dickie. Okay. And one day my daughter, Haley, was sitting there, and when we were going through names, threw out, what about Dickies? And Chris and I, my wife, we kind of looked at each other and we're like, wow, you know, the seven-year-old just nailed it. And,
Running the show.
Yeah, we had a couple other names we threw out, but gosh darn, I can tell you right now, anytime any other name except Dickies came out, the arms got crossed and I don't like it. Nope, I don't like it. So we landed on Dickies Dogs. It's something that's easy, you know, like you said, you know, the DD, play on words, and
rolls just right off the tongue.
Exactly. You know, someone mentioned us, like, you know, because it's like Dickies Dogs in our logo. It says Chicago Style Grill, and people are like, oh, put that in your name. It's like, no, like, who's going to say, you know, I want to go to the Chicago Style Grill in town. I want to go to Dickies. You know, it's easy, you know, and we got that big hot dog statue in front kids love taking pictures with. And
yeah, it's all about the ambiance sometimes.
Yeah.
So what kind of dog do you use?
Vienna beef, the only way to go. Brother.
Okay. So do you know, there's different kinds of hot dogs.
There are.
Okay. So what kind of casing do you put on? What is a natural casing?
Skinless.
It's a skinless dog. Does it have a snap to it?
Yes, it does. Okay. If it's cooked right.
If it's cooked right.
Yep.
So how do you guys cook your dogs?
Our dogs are boiled every day.
You boil them?
Yep.
And what do you use? Billy, do you guys steam the buns?
Yes, sir. We steam every hot dog bun that we use.
So what makes it a Chicago dog? Either one you can tell.
Toppings.
Yeah, the toppings.
And what do you use for your toppings?
We do the traditional. We do the mustard, chopped onions, relish, sport pepper, tomato, pickle, and celery salt. A little dash of salt.
Now, why didn't you go with the natural skin?
Kind of more of a personal thing. Okay. The natural casing is more of an acquired taste. Mm-hmm. Not as many people are going to enjoy it. We've kind of learned through the years, so that's why we went with the skinless and working with the team over at Vienna Beef, who we've grown a great relationship with. That's kind of the consensus. A lot of people do. You know, you're still going to get your old school hot dog stands that do the natural casing with the snap, but, I mean, a lot of people just don't like that nowadays.
It's because they know what it's made out of?
Probably the old.
You know what a natural casing is.
Is it intestine lining?
Yeah, it's pork intestine.
Pig intestine.
Yes.
Lining.
Yep. Yeah, they could do dogs with pork
intestines.
That's
what snaps.
That's what snaps
because
that's
it's like
a snap dog.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the natural, the thing that you have?
What they do. It's nothing. It's
right.
Just
what they
all
do
compressed.
Is right. They form it and then they peel off the synthetic skin and you got the hot dog. They also do hot dogs in like a sugar coating. Those are the cheap ones.
Yeah.
Where they form it, and that's what keeps it together. So there's different ways of doing the hot dogs.
Yeah, we go the skinless, all 100%, 100% beef.
You know, I ate the hot dog, and I really thought it had the skin on it.
Nope.
Yeah, so it was
skinless.
It was very, very good.
It's deceiving because you do get that snap out of it.
You get the snap out of it. Even when I cut it, it snapped.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, folks, you want to hear that snap of that hot dog, call in 769-9577. 769-9577 and get a gift card to Dickie's Dogs out of Lowe and find out what we're talking about here about these delicious hot dogs. Use a green relish?
Yes, the neon green. The Vienna Beef Chipico neon green relish.
Okay. Now, I see you guys do a Maxwell Street. Was that the Polish?
Yes, it is.
How do you guys make your Maxwell Street?
So our Polishes are actually thrown on the grill. And then what we do is we have a container that is kind of double boiled. So we'll put a full catering pan on the grill with about half full with water. Sir. And then we'll take a quarter pan, set it on top. So once the Polish is cooked, we throw a bed of onions in a quarter pan, put the Polishes on top of the bed of onions, grilled onions.
Right.
And then smother them in grilled onions. So all day while it's sitting in there, simmering in that onion flavor. And God darn it, I can tell you right now, it's the best flavor you will have. Because we've had people come in that...
Do you guys put a cheese on there or anything?
No.
No.
If you want it, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Anyway, but
I'm just looking at what a traditional is.
Traditional Maxwell is mustard, sport peppers, and... That's it.
So onions. I was fooled somewhere because I went somewhere and got a Maxwell Street sausage. You know what they did?
What?
Which is gross, and I didn't eat it. They deep fried it.
You know what? When I was part of my other restaurant back on the south side of Chicago, that's a lot of people requested it, and I don't know why. I tried it once, and ew.
Yeah, I saw them do it, and then I'm like, you know what? I really, really don't want that. I mean, being in the restaurants, you don't complain as much, I think, when you go somewhere. So I kind of like said, I just took it and I just pretty much didn't eat it. But we got somebody on the phone that wants to try your hot dogs. Who do you got?
Yeah, Caleb.
Caleb.
How you doing,
hey,
Caleb?
Hey, how are we doing?
Good. Where are we calling from?
We're calling from Valparaiso, Indiana.
You got a question for our dog guys?
Yes, I sure do. My kids are very, very fond of hot dogs. So what's a really fun way to prepare hot dogs for kids?
You know what? If my friends in Chicago would hear me say this, you know, the best way is ketchup. You know, the kids.
Agreed.
Yeah.
You know what? Caleb, I love ketchup too, though, my dog.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you can't go wrong with that. But you know what? Actually, we've had a lot of people coming in and they ask us to put the mustard underneath the hot dog because, you know, with kids, when they see it, they don't care. They will not eat it, nothing. But, you know, they put the mustard on there to give it a little more flavor than just the ketchup. But you know what, Caleb, I think at the end of the day, it's going to be, you know, with the little ones, it's going to be just that, the ketchup. You can throw some relish.
You know what else is fun, too? You cut it into pieces. I don't have kids, but I was a kid once.
Yeah.
Cut it into pieces and feed it, give them toothpicks.
Yeah, that's a really fun way of doing it.
I
yeah.
love that.
Caleb, where do you go and get a dog if you're hungry?
Well, you know, I used to go to a spot here in Valpo that's no longer around. There was a little Vienna shop right on Napoleon Street. And, you know, Pat Truex, he did a lot of really cool stuff with hot dogs. He had one called the Chuck. And, you know, he was a big Chuck Norris fan. And he had posters on the wall of all the Chuck Norris jokes. But it was a serious hot dog. I think it was a third of a pound. I mean,
wow. See, I don't like that.
You got any Chuck Norris posters like too big in your place? Dog.
No, we stay away from Chuck's a good man, but we try to keep all of our personal tastes out of it just because, you know, someone could come in and if they're not, you know, I'm a Cubs fan. If they're not a Cubs fan and, you know, they're a Sox fan, I got a Cubs post. Oh, I'm never going back there. You know, the diehard fan.
Really?
So Caleb, really in Valpo, there's no hot dog stands anymore.
Not that I mean, there. I think there might still be one up on the north side by Strack and Van Til's. I haven't been up that way in a while.
You know what, Caleb?
I've been working in South Lake.
Yeah, I think there is. I think there's one, but it's not a hot dog stand. It's a restaurant, a normal restaurant that has Vienna beef because we've actually been approached from an expansion standpoint. A couple people have approached us and said, you know, you guys should go out to Valpo. It's a great area out there. And it is. It's beautiful. Beautiful area. My best friend just moved out there recently. We're out there quite often. I love the Valpo area. So hopefully down the line, if things continue the way they are, you know, we could look at doing that.
So Caleb,
we'd love to have you here.
Caleb, so what we're going to do is going to send you out a gift card to Dickie's Dogs out of Lowe and give you a chance to take a trip down to Lowe and get some nice fresh air, get away from the lake a little bit, and try out his hot dogs. How's that sound?
Hey, that sounds perfect. I do a lot of work down there.
Okay.
Awesome.
Well, that works out perfect then. Something for lunch.
All righty.
Thank you for calling, Caleb.
Hey, thanks, Caleb. Thanks for the advice.
Okay. Folks, dial in 769-9577, 769-9577. It was that easy, just like Caleb. Just give us a call. And Nick from Dickie's Dogs will send you out a gift card to his restaurant, Dickie's Dogs, out of Lowe. So you don't do any corn dogs, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yes, sir. You got to have the kid stuff.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, we got corn dogs on the menu. Again, all Vienna beef. Our Polishes, our hot dogs, our corn dogs, 100% beef. So, yeah, we got the Vienna beef corn dogs. Throw them in the fryer and let's roll.
So you do a beef sandwich, which I just had was delicious. Sharon, did you have some of the beef sandwich?
I had the one with the cheese on it.
Yes.
That was awesome. That was delicious.
Now, do you guys dip
delicious.
It? You know, since you're from Chicago, do you dip it?
Oh, we baptize it.
Do you really?
No. customer preference. That's how I love it.
I like it like that, too.
I
we
like
had
a
customer
dip with
come
the
in. A lady came in, what was it, last week or 2 weeks ago, where she looked at our cashier because, you know, we have what we call as a high-profile kitchen. So as soon as you walk in, you got our counter there, 6 feet of space, and you got our kitchen, you know, with a big open window. So
nice.
Lady looked past our cashier, and she said, I want to make sure I can't pick that thing up. Honey, I got you. We took that after it was made. I think Bill and I hung it in that au jus for a good 8-10 seconds, pulled it out, you know, trying to put the pieces together, kind of put it in a container and said, go with God. Here you go.
I like it that way.
I do, too.
That's the best. Where you got to stand
like
with your belly kind of back and your head forward and stuff like that. Bill, do you make
really
sauces? Do you make any sauces? You make anything?
Well,
like
we
that?
Make our marinara sauce in-house.
Okay.
We make our tzatziki in-house.
Oh, you make your own tzatziki?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Wow. That's really good. I used to make my own tzatziki. I got tired of peeling cucumbers and stuff.
Yeah.
That's good. Why we have prep cooks.
Yep. Yeah, I love them.
I'm ashamed. My problem is I think I do the whole gamut. So.
Yeah. And you know what? To be honest, Nick, that's probably the way to do it. Because, you know, at the end of the day, no one will ever do it the way you do it.
Yeah.
You know, so sometimes Bill and I are beating our head against the wall. I wish there were nice padded walls like these.
I wish.
Beating our head against the wall because it's like you could teach it until the cows come home. But we've gotten very lucky with our crew. I don't think there's anybody that, you know, we're not happy with anymore. I mean, we're very happy with the crew that we have. So
that's pretty good because you've just kind of been open since May.
Yeah, so just hit 90 days.
Really? That's really good.
May 13th.
And the community's been welcoming you.
Yes.
That's really
welcomed us with open arms. The football team, the school systems, the businesses, local businesses, the local people. We've been very, very, very lucky for the warm welcoming we've gotten.
Now, we got somebody on the phone, a local celebrity from the Midwest Beat. We got Tom Lounges on the line, and he heard about some gift cards, and I think he loves hot dogs.
Oh, yeah, he does.
What's going on, Tom?
How are we doing, Tom?
Hey, I wish I wouldn't have left so early. I'd have snaked a little bite of something over there. But I am a hot dog freak. I love a good hot dog. And when they mentioned some of the stuff they were doing and the skinless dogs, my mouth started watering, so I figured I got a call. A lot of hot dog places will have, like, a menu from hell. They'll have, like, 15 or 20 variations of hot dogs. And some of them are not so interesting. How many variations of hot dogs? How many ways can you prepare a hot dog, basically? You offer.
Wow. Gosh, that's a good one. I guess there's an endless amount of ways. You know, we've had people come in and they've asked for grilled onions on a hot dog. They've asked for, you know, we have your traditional chili cheese dog, your chili dog, your cheese dog, you know, individually, that kind of stuff. And we've asked people, hey, just put a slice of American cheese on it for me. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Uh-huh. You know, hey, whatever works for you. But, you know, on our menu, we only have the Chicago style dog, the chili dog, the cheese dog, and then the chili cheese dog. You know,
and then you just build your own.
Yeah, and it's a build your own. You know, so our price is our price, and that however you want to customize it, let's roll. However you want it, our kitchen does a phenomenal job of making sure everything comes out of that kitchen and it's correct. So that's our biggest thing. So.
How would you like your hot dog build there, Tom?
Well, I like the mustard. I'm not a ketchup guy, even though you know Smart that's man. The favorite over there. But I'm also into like sauerkraut on the dog. The traditional German style.
Yeah. Oh, you're talking getting into the New York hot dogs.
Is that what that
yep.
is, Billy?
The sauerkraut. Yep. Wow. That's been
that's
new. Well, that's a New York thing. I didn't know.
Yeah,
that.
It's cooked into tomato sauce and stuff. So it's, that's all New York.
Do you guys have different styles of dog, like on your menu from different regions of the country?
You know,
that kind of dog.
We've been talking about that.
We talked about doing like a World Hot Dog Month, where every week we have a different. Because you got, you know, the Coney dog,
mm-hmm.
you got the Southern dog, where you know people are looking for a slaw to be put it like a slaw dog. So we've talked about that, and always looking at different specials and things that we can do to continue to keep people on their toes.
So Tom, what
it's a great idea. You know, you go to a lot of bars and they have beers of the world.
Right.
And you drink your way around the world. You could eat your way around the world with hot dogs.
There you go. And you know what? You got to get a good start. We're going to send you out a gift card to
All
Dickie's
right.
Dogs. Okay.
Come and see us.
That's why
I'm looking
called.
Forward to it.
Okay. Thanks, Tom.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Thank you. Have a great day.
Now we've been talking a lot about hot dogs and Polish. Do you do a Polish sausage?
Yeah.
You do that with kraut and all that?
No, oh, no. It's just our Maxwell. We just do our Maxwell style.
Yeah, it's a Maxwell Polish. We get a lot of people that want them, want our Polish Chicago style.
Okay.
So we'll build it just like a Chicago style hot dog.
Real quick, folks, we only got like not even 10 minutes left. 769-9577, 769-9577. Give us a call and get a gift card to Dickie's Dogs out of Lowe. Great little, I don't want to say little, but 30 seats is pretty good. Hot dog and... They have a trailer, too. They can take it to your party and help you out for a graduation party or anything like that.
Yeah, graduate parties, corporate events, whatever you got.
You got so much more to talk about. Let's talk about you do wraps, which is totally different than all your other stuff. What kind of wraps you guys do?
So what we essentially do is all of our salads on our menu, you have the option of making it into a wrap.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, because right now in today's generation, there's that huge health kick, which mm-hmm. I admire people that can stick to it because, you know, I tried for a week and, you know, God bless my neighbor who's a, you know, personal trainer and is over all the time talking to me. I'll do it for a week, and then it's like someone, you know, I'll walk in the restaurant. Billy will be like, hey, boss, look what I made today. You know, and he'll come up with some phenomenal
concoction. You're the evil one.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I am.
What kind of style shells do you have?
We use the flour burrito tortillas.
Sharon, who we got on the line there?
Got an Illinois guy.
Oh,
Zach.
Zach, what's up, Zach?
Just getting off of work.
Getting a little hungry, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You got a question for Nick or Billy?
Yeah, I was wondering. So don't crucify me, but I do love ketchup on my dog. And I'm glad to hear. I heard somebody had just asked that a couple of minutes ago. But I was wondering, as dog chef, what's the historical problem with ketchup? Why do people have this, why do people hate ketchup on hot dogs?
That is a good question.
You know what? I don't think it's people. It's us Chicago folk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you go anywhere else, and it's like, oh, yeah, we got ketchup. And, you know, you say that in Chicago. I think I was looking online one day. You know, you got the big signs over the roads, you know. And
the red circle with the line through it.
No, like the new digital ones, the new digital boards where they can control, like, that shows, like, traffic and stuff. There was one pulling in, you know, coming off the expressway in the Chicago that said, we don't like texting and driving like we don't like ketchup on our hot dogs. And that was the big sign coming in. So it's just, whoever.
I think it's a German thing. I think the Germans, I think because they're the ones that started the dog.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what started with
the
Germans.
The ones that did?
And don't they like that mustard? I think that's what, and ketchup that came on later on. Yeah. I think ketchup.
Well, plus ketchup's really sweet.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a kid's condiment. It's
right.
It's not really.
Yeah.
Right. That's true.
Yeah, where the hot dog's got some flavor to it.
Yeah.
So you want to add to it with the mustard.
Yeah.
Where the ketchup, I think, brings it down.
Yeah, it kind of dulls the flavor down a little.
We got a sign in the restaurant that says NK17, no ketchup,
yeah.
17.
Right.
So once you hit 17, that's where, you know, it's frowned upon in our establishment.
So, Zach, you live in Lansing?
I do.
So we're going to send you out a gift card to Dickie's Dogs out of Lowell. You'll be able to make it down there?
Oh, yeah. I work in Schererville, so it's only a short hop from there.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, for lunch or something, come on down and get a hot dog from Dickie's Dogs out of Lowe.
I look forward to it.
And thank you for calling in, okay, Zach?
Thanks, Zach.
So thank you, guys.
There we go. We got less than 10 minutes, 769-9577, 769-9577. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, so when you did the wedding, what was the big crowd that you had? I mean, what's the most people you've ever served at one of your events where you've gone on the road?
Most people is we've done an event for...
Like 100?
100.
No, that event we did over with NIPSCO. We did a builder showcase for NIPSCO. Well over 100.
Wow.
We have a corporate event coming with our friends out of Seattle, Starbucks. We're going to be doing a couple hundred people there. NIPSCO, we're going to be doing some stuff for them. So a lot of the corporations, we do some big things for. Aunt Millie's Bakeries had us in where he served a bunch of people.
That's
so
great.
Georgia Pacific Railroad.
What a great little avenue to get to reach people by taking the trailer. What do you have inside the trailer? You have
it's a kitchen.
It's a full-line kitchen.
The only thing we don't have is fryers. So
right.
As long as it's not a fried item. Just because it's a pain in the tail with those fryers, because you know how once they go, you gotta.
I hate fryers.
Yeah, I hate them in the restaurant.
Next restaurant I open, no French fryers, no Euros machine. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I know.
Banished.
I don't even like the hood system. If I can, I've been doing it since I've been 11, though. So I'm.
Hood
my parents
is your
owned
most
a.
Expensive.
I'm sorry.
Your hood system's your most expensive.
Oh,
expensive
is that right?
Yeah,
right.
It's as expensive as the building, probably.
Yeah.
So let me get back to what you offer. 769-9577. Give us a call. Get a gift card from Dickie's Dogs out of Lowe. Ice cream.
Yes.
Okay, so Billy just, I think, fainted. But tell us about your ice cream.
Hershey's.
The whole program.
Partnered with the best in the business when it comes to ice cream. It was one of those things where, again, we want to set ourselves apart. Because, you know, in towns and all across the United States, you have restaurants all doing the same thing. But how can you separate yourself? How can you be different? And that was our thing. And our motto going into this was family friendly and affordable.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want the bank broken when you're bringing your family in.
Your prices are good. I looked at them. Go ahead.
And just something for the kids, you know. So we just ran it back.
So you do banana splits?
No.
Okay.
It's just your normal scoop. So we got an eight, one, two, three. Yeah, we got an eight bay dipping cabinet. We got eight flares. You get your one or your two scoops. You get a cup cake cone, waffle cone, and we got a milkshake machine in back.
Oh, so you do milkshakes.
Yeah, we got the blender.
Do you have any, like, specialty ones, any specialty milkshakes that you come? Is this whatever you decide to?
Any of the our eight flavors can go to become a milkshake.
Any other desserts that you offer?
Not right now. We've talked about partnering with a good friend for some mini donuts.
Uh-huh.
Papa's Mini Donuts, we've talked with him about bringing him in every once in a while, but that's it right now.
Who do you got, Sharon? Yeah, Sharon's got a better voice than me. Go ahead.
We have Mark from Valpo.
Mark.
Valpo guy again.
Yes, I like these Valpo guys.
Yes. So what's up?
Oh, not much. I'm waiting for a football game tonight.
Who's Valpo playing tonight?
I think it's Griffith.
Griffith, that's right. I think I heard that from Tom this morning on the news about that. And I heard about the Crown Point. My kids go to Crown Point, so that's why I was keyed into the Crown Point.
Yeah.
So, Mark, we only got a few minutes left here. What's your question for the guys?
Well, I heard they make Polish. Do they make kielbasa too?
It is a kielbasa Polish sausage.
Oh, it is a kielbasa Polish. Okay, great.
Do you what do you like on your Polish sausage?
Tomatoes, peppers, and pickles.
And pickles.
Yum.
And mustard. No ketchup.
Okay. Now, we were just talking to somebody else from Lowe that was Caleb, and he says there's like no hot dog places in Valparaiso. So now when we send you this gift card to Dickie's Dogs out of Lowe, you're going to have to take a road trip down to Lowe. How's that sound for you?
That sounds great. I get down there about once a month to see my wife's doctor. So
okay.
Awesome. Come and see us.
Yeah. You know what? Their hot dogs are great. I had their beef sandwich. It was, I mean, just terrific. And their buns were steamed. That's what makes a hot dog.
Yep. Got to.
Thank you.
I heard you talking about dipping. I like mine about half dip.
You know,
we'll dip it however you want it,
it's
sir.
It's funny how people can just split their ears on that part of it.
Oh yeah, we get. I mean, there's. It's. You could write a book.
Uh-huh.
You know this, Nick. You could write a book about the way things are ordered in the restaurant. You know, some people. You know, a dash of this, a little bit of this, and it's like, well, heck, your dash and my dash are a little bit different. So you just.
So, Mark, what we're going to do is we're going to send you a gift card. You get down to Lowe, and you know what? Nick and Billy are going to half-dip that sandwich for you.
Nick and Billy?
Yeah.
I'll look for them.
Okay.
Sounds good, Mark.
Thank you. Hey, thanks for calling in, okay?
No, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Folks, we only got 4 minutes left. I guess if somebody called real quick, we can take their phone call, 769-9577, 769-9577. So you guys go out to fair? Do you do any food? What do you call it?
Festivals?
Farmers markets. You know, I have a problem with that because farmers markets are not farmers markets because they don't have no produce in those places.
Yeah, it's all tchotchkes now.
Yeah.
I just learned that word not long ago.
Tchotchkes.
Yes. Yeah.
So, you guys are heading out to any of those currently?
We are not at any of the farmers markets this upcoming weekend, not this current weekend. Next weekend, we are we're going to be part of the big Labor Day fest down in Lowell.
Yeah,
it's,
I worked down there for Costas and Wilco, and boy, that's an event. That's
I love food festivals.
Oh, this one's a big Labor Day party.
Oh, it's a huge party, and they've actually Joey and Lou have done a phenomenal job, and they've one-upped us this year. They're bringing in some big national country acts. Sunday Country Night, come out and see us. We're going to be there, and you know, keep your eyes peeled back. You know, there's Dickie's is going to be there, and we might have a twist on something. So it's about as far as we'll go with that one for today.
Okay.
Finalizing some details, but you want to know more, come out next weekend. Come see us.
Okay, we're down to our last few minutes. Quick hour. This was, like, fantastically fast.
Yes.
Give everyone your address, your hours of operation, a website, and a phone number.
All right. So address, 108 West Commercial Avenue. Just over the train tracks on your north side. There you go, Billy. Thank you. Hours of operation, Sunday 12 to 8, Monday through Thursday, 10:30 to 9, Friday and Saturday, 10:30 to 10. Dickiesdogs.com. That's Dickies, D-I-C-K-Y-S, and then dogs, D-O-G-S.com. And you can always reach us by phone, 219-300-3434.
Oh, that's different, 300. Billy, real quick, who you want to thank out there?
I want to thank Nick. Okay. This is a really cool job. I really enjoy it.
You enjoy it. You know what? I love it. That's good because you got to like your job, especially in the restaurant business, to keep going.
Yeah, it's like I told one of our customers the other day. There's not a lot of places that will let you throw really loud snap and pops at your front manager just for fun and laugh about it.
Oh, that would be fun.
Nick,
yeah.
Who do you want to thank real quick here?
My customers, the community. Without you guys, none of this would be possible. To Billy. keeping the boat afloat with us. We couldn't do it without you, and to my beautiful wife and all of her support. It's not easy. She could be the first to tell you it. There's days that she wants to throw things at me. There's days she has thrown things at me. You can ask Billy. But, you know, it's all those. Without any of those people, I would not be in the position I am today. So I thank all of you, and I love all of you from the bottom of my heart.
I want to thank Nick and Billy from Dickie Dogs for trekking up here from low and going down that 9-mile stretch to reach us here.
Thank you for having us.
And we're going to be busy tonight. We both got restaurants to run. We're
going
to start pumping out some food. I want to thank the people for calling in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. And I want to wish everyone a great weekend.
And the question, one question I had, did you like the choice of song that Nick picked out for the promo?
I did. It went very, very well.
Dog. So, I know. You
couldn't,
can,
couldn't have picked
that's
it
the most important question.
So I want to thank everyone for listening. I want to tell everyone to have a great weekend, a safe weekend.
Yep.
It's supposed to be beautiful out there, and I encourage everyone to take a nice afternoon drive down the 9-mile stretch and visit Dickie's Dogs out of Lowe. Have a great snapping hot dog, and they got an array of other types of foods. And you know what, everyone out there, have a great weekend, and ciao.